Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Social support keeps us living longer and happier, or honking from the heart. Well, folks, for a long time, researchers have known that those of us who have what is technically called social support, that is, good relationships with family, friends, colleagues, feel better about our lives and are less likely to develop some physical maladies and, on average, live longer. The flip side is also true. Those of us who are socially isolated are less happy, more likely to get sick, and to die sooner. A new study showed that social isolation is very powerful, a more powerful predictor of premature death than high blood pressure, wow, and about as bad as smoking, double wow. Just how do we make that social support then happen in our lives? Well, when I was about 10 years old, I was standing on the front steps of our house with my dad. It was a nippy, crackling, beautiful fall day. Me wearing my favorite gray and red and orange and green plaid wool jacket, I can still feel it, with one hand stuffed in a pocket and the other in his big hand. Just then, the honk, honk, honking of a small flock of geese flying overhead. My dad looked up, and so I did too. And he, who was not prone to sentimental statements, talked about how the geese reminded him of being a boy back home in Ireland with his family. And that touched his heart. And he looked in my eyes and his heart touched my heart. For the first time, I thought of him as a young boy with his own mom and dad and felt how he felt loved by them. Since that special moment, whenever I hear the geese, I flash back to us on those steps and hear his voice and feel his love, like a memory hug. These days, it feels like the first goose I hear honking is actually my dad come back as a goose honking to me, telling me of how much he loved me and loves me still. My heart melts, and even as I'm saying this, I can feel my body relax and my heart slow down, and I have an I feel loved smile coming across my face. That memory also connects me to his mom and dad, and even though I never met them, from that moment on, I knew they loved me too. And I still feel warm and hugged by that knowing all the way across the miles and miles of ocean and the many, many years. Of course, what I've been and am still trying to do with my wife and our two now grown sons and hopefully someday grandkids is open my heart like my dad that day and send the forever message that supports a long and happy life. Honk. Honk, honk, my dear ones, I love you. I'm Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.